This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Shitejanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitejan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's the second day of the January series. We started this series on a very positive note, especially on Friday's day when we recovered from the corrections that we saw a couple of days earlier. But we also ended the day with the Sensex and the Nifty 1% higher. But today what we witnessed was profit booking at higher levels as well. So could you sum up the day's market action, especially for us, and also tell us what are the big cues to now watch out for?
Right. Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. And just like, we talked about this in the morning as well in our market head start show, that there could be a possibility of some bit of profit taking at higher levels. And similar thing that we witnessed in this session as well. But the good part is that Nifty managed to recover some losses and in fact closed in the green and above 12,250 level. So that is definitely a positive sign. Now, if you look at really what happened on the D Street, in fact, Indian market witnessed profit taking at high levels to close flat on Monday, tracking muted trend in other Asian markets amid holiday season. In fact, both Sensex and Nifty recovered losses to close on a mixed note. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex closed 17 points lower at 41,558, while the Nifty 50 ended with gains of over 10 points to 12,255. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom, autos, metals, and healthcare stocks, while profit taking was recorded in IT, banks, and finance stocks. Now, remember, over the weekend, the financial stability report table by the RBI, highlighted that there's a possibility that the gross NPA levels for the banking sector might rise as we head towards September quarter of 2020. So we saw some bit of rub-off effect of that, yeah. Even though, Nifty Bank sort of touched record high in the session as well. Talking about Nifty Bank, it hit a record high of 32,613, but it failed to hold on to the momentum and closed on a negative note, weighed down by losses in PNB,
yeah.
Bank of Baroda, Yes Bank, ICICI Bank, as well as Axis Bank. Now, the broader markets did outperform as mid-cap and small-cap indices ended with gains of 0.3% and 0.8% respectively, while the sectoral indices exhibited a mixed trend. Now, experts are of the view that the market is likely to remain range-bound in the absence of any major triggers, but smart money continues to flow into the broader markets.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Nifty gainers, Sun Pharma, Vedanta, Eicher Motors and Tata Motors topped the charts, while in terms of losers, Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, SBI and Yes Bank, so all banking stocks top the chart in terms of losers.
Absolutely. Rashitesh, if you speak about specific sectors and stocks, especially those sectors where we saw volume spike today, and also those sectors that really contributed in trade today, if you could just sum up all of that.
Sure. So individually, auto index rose 1.3%, followed by the metal index, which rose 1.2%, and the telecom index closed with gains of 1.05%. Now, IT index was down by 0.29%, followed by the BankEx, which fell 0.26%, and the public sector index was down by 0.14%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Cummins India, Tata Motors DVR, Adani Power, Tata Motors, and Bata India. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Mindtree, Bata India, PBR, as well as Coal India. And short buildup was seen in stocks like Cummins India, Canara Bank, Parable Enterprises. Now, in fact, more than 60 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Bajaj Finance, SRF, PBR, Muthoot Finance. And if you look at the stocks which hit fresh 52-week low, they are more than double of the stocks which hit fresh 52-week high. In fact, 150 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low, which includes names like TCS Clothing, Prince Pipe, Cochin Minerals, Spectrum Food, etc., among others.
Right. Apart from this, Shitesh, there were a whole lot of other stocks also that were in action today on the back of news close. Let's start off with the share prices of Gateway Distri Parks that added 12% in trade today after the company decided to sell its entire stake in Snowman Logistics. Now, Oricon Enterprises share prices rose 5% today after the company prepaid the term loan to India Bulls Housing Finance. Skipper also gained 9% today after the company became the first in India to have successfully designed, fabricated and type tested a 765 kV SC monopole. Now, Punjab and Sindh Bank share prices also, this company and this stock actually shed about 5% in trade today after the CARE Ratings Agency revised its rating outlook to negative from stable on the stock. Apart from this, Kshitij, if you could help us understand the technical view right now, how are we placed on the Nifty? What are the crucial levels to watch out for? And how should traders trade now?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, Nifty formed a small bearish candle as it closed flat, but it also resembles hanging band kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, it bounced back after hitting its 5 days exponential moving average placed on about 12,223. Now, the index is just 38 points away from hitting its fresh record highs. Now, it remains critical for the index to sustain above 12,213 levels for the bulls to retain their hold on the street. Now, if bulls manage to push the index beyond 12,293 levels, then the said index can head into the critical resistance point placed on about 12,350. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. In fact, they further say that traders could remain neutral on long side, but meanwhile they can shift their focus towards stock specific opportunities. Now, three levels to watch out for on the last trading session of the year, that is 2019, would be 12,213, 12,293, and 12,350 levels.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot then, Kshitij, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index. And with that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.